Welcome to the December edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. We begin the last issue of 2017 with four research papers, the first of which, by Enzo De Segna and his colleagues, deals with localization experiments in which the listener reports positions by turning towards the source. Remarkably, some 900 listeners took part in this test, which aimed to emulate rather closely the conditions encountered in typical consumer applications of binaural audio. Interestingly, the results had a rightward bias, and it was harder to localize sound in a simulated room with a high ceiling even though it had a higher direct-to-reverberant ratio than the other simulated rooms. Johanni Passanen and his co-researchers look into the acoustic and perceptual effects of the proximity of surfaces. They point out that listening less than 50 centimeters away from surfaces can play an important perceptual role when creating virtual reality audio. The biggest effects are said to be due to comb filtering resulting from interactions between direct and reflected sound. But some effects could not be accounted for from that. Interestingly, although the effects were clearly noticeable in these simulations and contributed to realism, subjects weren't good at judging the distances. Jeff Candy and Klaus Futtrup report on a method for measuring transducers using a dual added mass technique that enables one to extract the motional impedance and force factor from the total impedance. It's apparently more accurate than the classical approach and is said to be applicable to transducers for which adding mass to the moving parts is possible without introducing significant artifacts. In our fourth paper, Hans Andersen and his colleagues report on the modeling of early and late energy in two-stage reverberators, where detailed early reflections are complemented by generic late ones. Apparently, most such methods don't model the energy flux properly in the late model, leading to an inaccurate clarity index, so their approach efficiently models this property in such a way that the standard reverberation metrics become much more accurate. The model they use also allows the listener and sound source to change locations in real time without using pre-computed impulse responses. In standards news this month, we bring you some notes on recent activities in areas such as AES 67 networking, room measurement, and analog interfaces. You can find all the details on the standards area of the AES website. There are two calls for nominations in the December issue, one for awards and the other for the Board of Governors. If you know anyone that has done outstanding things either for the society or for the audio field in general, then the awards committee would like to hear from you. Similarly, if you know someone that might be interested in serving on the AES board in the future, consider nominating them for a role. Speaking of calls, there are also calls for papers for the Music-Induced Hearing Disorders Conference, taking place next summer, and the 145th Convention, taking place next October. We repeat as well the call for our special journal issue on object-based audio. The recent convention in New York, held alongside NAB Show New York, was a roaring success, and you can read all about it in this month's issue. We showcase all the exhibitors that took part, as well as abstracts of all the papers and engineering briefs that were presented in the technical program. Featured in the December issue is an article going more into depth on the papers presented at the Open Air Sound Reinforcement Conference that took place last summer in Denmark. You can find out about how arrays of loudspeakers can be used to control low-frequency directionality, among other fascinating aspects of array technology for sound reinforcement. In our book reviews, edited by Neil Shaw, we look at a new edition of Recording Studio Design by Philip Newell, reviewed by Brandon Cutterquest, and Mixing Music by Russ Hepworth-Sawyer and Jay Hodgson, reviewed by Samuel Schofield. This comes alongside our normal editorial departments, including news of AES section meetings and new product launches. You'll also find inside a complete index to Volume 65 of the journal. Find all this in the latest and final edition of the journal for 2017, available for download today at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.